The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Brian Fancher at KLMJ Hampton and Kaylin McCain at the Southeast Iowa Union. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Thanks, Senator, for taking our call today. 80th anniversary of Pearl Harbor today. Your thoughts about not only the historical significance of the anniversary, but also about our military veterans. Can we do more to help them these days?
Yeah. Well, whether it's veterans today or veterans from World War II, or it goes back to World War I at least that we started. Well, I guess it goes back to the Civil War whenever we had pensions for people that were veterans. You make promises to people to defend a country, you got to keep your promise. And to the extent to which it seems to be that there could be things going wrong, but I think with the amount of money that we're putting into the VA system now and the pension system, and the pension system is a entitlement. If you meet certain requirements, you're entitled to it and you get it. I don't think there's so much problems with the pension system as there is keeping our promises on delivering health care, but we've made fabulous increases in money to VA health system in the last 20 years that still may not be keeping every commitment we ought to, but we have an obligation to try to reach that point of commitment. And that's what I try to do, and I think I get compliments from veterans that we do that. The other thing is, whether it's every war we've been in, the number one responsibility of the federal government is to defend the American people. And we got to look at that way. And that's why every year, including hopefully by the end of this week, we've kept our promise of making sure that our military has the equipment it needs to carry out their job and keep our promise to keep that are people that are in uniform. We're going to pass for the 65th year in a row the annual defense bill. Kaylin.
On a very similar topic, that defense bill has had a lot of proposed changes that include things like spending cuts, sanctions, military prosecution reform. Are any of those alterations attractive to you at all, or are you more interested in just the bare-bones bill itself?
Well, there's plenty of issues that can come up. I think we got, some 400 amendments that are people want to file. How many will vote on them? But I'd have to see the final package before I'd have a judgment to make your question. But most of the time, I support for appropriation bills. But sometimes there's something screwy put in that's so obnoxious that maybe you vote against it. But it doesn't mean that I don't believe what the Constitution requires, that the number one responsibility of the federal government is to defend the people. Brian?
Senator, as we speak, the president is going to be talking with President Putin today. What do you hope happens, and are you very concerned about what's going on in Ukraine right now?
Very concerned about it. When you've got 180,000 Russians at the border, the president had better make sure that that we're going to let Putin know that there's going to be consequences if he goes into the Ukraine. Those consequences could be two things. One, it won't be American troops in Ukraine because they're not members of NATO and we don't have that responsibility. But we do have the responsibility of making sure that sovereignty of nations are honored under the UN under the United Nations requirements. We also need to know that there's consequences to Putin and Russia through sanctions, and that we need to make sure that we're going to get all of the military equipment to Ukraine that they need to defend themselves. Kaylin?
The vote on the debt ceiling is coming soon, and a lot of the U.S. economy is looking very closely at it, but many Republicans have said that they don't plan to support it. Do you plan to vote to raise the debt ceiling, and why or why not?
I won't vote to raise it, and it's going to probably come this week, I think, that it's done. And the Democrats want to raise the debt ceiling to cover their $5 trillion of spending that's in the Build Back Better bill. And remember, the Build Back Better bill that the House passed 10 days ago is different than the infrastructure bill that Congress passed and the president signed. And the debt ceiling needs to be a party line vote, because no Republican agrees with this amount of spending that they have in the Build Back Better bill. Brian?
Senator, I wanted to get your thoughts about the latest with the renewable fuel standard in the EPA, and is that going to change anytime soon?
Well, we're hearing rumors it could change today, but I've been answering a question like you just asked me from media people for the last 3 months, and every time it comes up, it's always rumored that there's going to be great damage to the biofuels industry in Iowa. And remember, there's 50,000 jobs in Iowa connected with it. And prosperity of farmers very dependent upon a strong biofuel industry in Iowa. And we know the president's promised to defend it, but every rumor we've heard is negative towards biofuels. Consequently, we just hope that it's not true what we've been hearing. Kaylin, you'll be the last question.
Sure. Last week, you pitched the idea of increasing a focus on mental health as an alternative to gun control legislation that might violate the Second Amendment. Specifically, which mental health programs do you think the federal government should increase its allocations to as violence continues?
Okay, you'll have to ask that again. So I'm not sure I know exactly the issue that you're talking about. But just ask your same question again. Just rephrase it.
Right. So you have proposed recently a focus on mental health instead of to prevent gun violence, instead of a focus on taking away people's guns.
Yes.
Specifically, which mental health programs need more attention?
Well, it isn't the mental health programs that need attention. It's that sometimes people have been accused of having mental health problems for the sole reason that they may have needed a third party to take care of their personal finances. And that you can be labeled that way through the VA system and through the Social Security system. So there's a lot of people... there's a lot of people that are, their names are in the FBI database, so they can't buy guns because they had to have help with their finances. And that's got nothing to do with your mental health capability, but it's kind of judged that you've got a mental health problem if you can't take care of your finances. So I believe we need a system to make sure these people get due process. You shouldn't be denied your Second Amendment rights unless it's been according to the Constitution, and that involves due process. Thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian and Kaylin, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.